Hello and welcome once again to Podcast in the Woods. As always, I am your host, Boomer, and joining me is my wonderful and amazing co-host, Gabby.
Hi. Here I am.
For the listeners that can't see what we're doing, we totally did the Boulay Brothers hand thing. I don't know what you would call that, but...
Amazing.
Amazing. We did the Amazing by the Boulay Brothers. Because tonight it is another recap episode of Dragula, and this time it is Haunted Hotel. And, oh, I was so excited. I don't know why I say I'm excited, because every week I'm excited. I don't know if there's a week that I'm not excited.
You are always excited. So, dim the light and let the recap begin. There's no music. I didn't say start the music because we don't do music.
So like I said, this week we are going to the Haunted Hotel for a ghost look from each competitor, which is always a really, really fun challenge. But before they do that, they usually do a fright feat, but we didn't exactly have a fright feat this week. What we had was the special key. And you know what that means. Every time that pops up on this, there are some choices to be made. Now, this time, though, it was a little bit different. Now, they said that you could either save somebody, that you could save yourself, or that you could put somebody up for elimination. Do you like when they do this? Because I think that we have seen this every season from like season 3, I think is where it started.
I like the suspense of it. And I like the unpredictability of it. A lot. Do I like the recipient of it this week?
No.
And it was crazy because going into it, I was like, oh, because there was a lot of bitching back and forth. And I was saying, man, JK better get the right key. But they didn't. And you're right. Yeah, Jarvis was the one that that pulled the lucky key this time.
Yay.
I was just waiting for you to do that. Yeah, it was Jarvis that pulled the special key and has the choice to make this week.
Good job, Jarvis.
We have thoughts about the choices that are being made, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that. That is for just a little bit down the line. But we do get a little bit behind the scenes on what is going on in the laboratory, and there are some connections that are being made. There are some of the competitors are not happy with one another, and we get to follow that until we get to this amazing floor show that we have. And I was really, really, really happy with what we got in this floor show. It was incredible for the most part. There were a couple looks here and there, but before we do that, though, we always have to talk about the looks of the Boulays. And again, I turn it to our resident fashion expert, Gabby. Let me set you up a little. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So, Gabby, what did you think about the Boulays?
So awesome.
I'll do my best. What did you think about their looks this week?
Are you kidding me? Okay. So the lipsticks that they're playing with this season, I'm dying over. Okay. So last week we had that metallic blue. This week we had that green. We had that green theme, that black light reactive, the fascinators of it all. Are you kidding me? The dresses were so deconstructed that on anybody else, they would have looked shoddy, but it's the Boulays and they looked amazing. The one glove on each side. Although I said while we were watching, I'm concerned about Jack's arm. What's wrong with Jack's arm? She had a bandage on.
I don't know.
I know. I'm sad about that. It was phenomenal. I mean, when they were under the black light, are you kidding me? That was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, last week we talked about how amazing that their looks are always amazing, but we kind of were saying that, wow, this is like on a whole nother level, and you know, with the big hair and everything. This one, though, I think that the silhouette was just a little bit better than it's different. It's a different look, but I loved the silhouette with the big ass fucking hats and stuff like that. It was really, really incredible.
It was very classic. It was very retro, which I love that that's what they did for this challenge. It was just, oh God, their makeup was so good. Fascinators and dresses aside, the makeup was amazing. I didn't even notice their shoes this week because it was all about, I didn't notice their nails either. I don't even know what their nails looked like. I was so obsessed with their faces. It was so great. They're so great. They are bringing it. Fuck the competitors. This is the season of the Boulets.
You even said that. You're like, who cares about the competitors?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I could just watch a season of reveals.
Just reveals. And then one of the things that I love about the Boulets, like yes, they're reveals, but then like going back and forth, like how Drac was kind of hinting at the Swan may not be the best lip sync person in the world. That was just really funny.
Their banter this year is so great too. I feel like that's really kind of upped a level and it's unbelievable. They're so funny and they play off of each other so well. And to see them be kind of like a little catty, a little bitchy with each other while being completely glammed is, stop it.
It's really good. It's kind of like almost a British humor in a way, because it's just so dry. And it's like, if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss things. But if you are paying attention, it's like, there's like, it's just so quick and snappy. And it's so funny.
Oh my God. It's so good. Yeah.
All right, so let's get into this floor show. And, you know, we had a discussion about who would be in our tops and bottoms as we went along. So what were some of your highlights for this week?
Well, I'm mad at myself. I'm obsessed with Ergodic.
Oh, yeah.
Throb was really good. However, I want to just kind of backtrack a little bit to the lab. First of all, Throb, take off your sunglasses. And second, I'm a little tired already of the whole humble yet preachy thing that he's doing. I don't love that. You're acting like you're above everybody else, but then you're like getting the attention for being sad that you won the challenge last week. Shut up. I loved the look. I really did. I loved Blackberry's look. I don't know what the big deal was that. I liked Cynthia's look. And one look that really stuck out to me, which is going to be a little contradictory later, is JK looked like the fucking Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. You're not going to change my mind, no matter what the fuck she opens on her chest. I don't give a fuck. Jarvis stuck out to me because Jarvis did the same look that Jarvis has done since we've been introduced to him.
He needs to find something new.
Yeah, what I will say about Jarvis in this one, and you know, I've defended Jarvis a little bit, but this was, or should have been, Jarvis's challenge. It was a ghost challenge, and Jarvis is a ghost drag performer. And
it was
really set up for them, and he just didn't pull it off this week. Yes, there is a way to do your drag and elevate it, or, you know, make it for the challenge. And they looked fine. I didn't think that Jarvis looked bad or anything. I think that it was kind of an interesting look, but it just wasn't anything special to me. And I will definitely agree with you there. And I'm absolutely in agreement with you with Ergodic. Ergodic had my favorite look of this week, which makes 2 weeks in a row, which I did not expect when they came out that first episode. And I'm sure that you can attest to this, because it was like, I don't know what this person is. And you and I have never been the biggest fan of Masked Queens to begin with. But for 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, exactly. But for 2 weeks in a row, Ergodic has had my favorite look. I mean, it was crazy. And one of the things that I said to you was, because you were talking about how scary it was and all this, and I was like, if there was a haunted hotel movie starring Ergodic, I would be there day one, ready to watch this.
Oh, front and center. I can't get over the fact that I know what I'm watching Dracula. I'm watching a reality show. I'm watching a drag competition show. I was actually creeped out by Orgotic's lip sync. The movements, the costume paired with it. Unbelievable.
That's the thing with like them. It's like especially for the last 2 weeks. Last week was Filth. This week was Haunted Mansion. Last week they were gross, but like totally badass with that faceplate when they first came out. And this week, again, like I felt that same way. It was like scary, but kind of badass in a way with the like those appendages and stuff that were hanging off of them. It was. I am quickly becoming a Orgotic fan in this season. And I'm kind of pulling for him now. My loyalties are kind of shifting, and I'm kind of hoping Orgotic makes the finale because I would really like to see what they do. One of my other favorites was JK, which I know you weren't you weren't a fan of, but I thought it was really neat what they did. And you're right. Like I was kind of confused at first because I thought that they were a bellhop, but they were actually the front desk, which is kind of funny. But those were my two favorite looks of the week. Let's get into some of the ones that we didn't think did that well. And you talked about Jarvis, but is there anybody else that you thought that fell short for you this week?
JK did. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I didn't think JK did that great.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That looked like it was made out of cardboard again. Are we gonna have this every single week with JK? I win. Good makeup though.
Makeup was good, yeah.
What was the question? Who stuck out as bad?
Yeah, was there anybody else that kind of fell short?
Jarvis.
Yeah.
But everybody else was just kind of like, oh yeah, you did it. Congrats. Neo was like
The thing that I thought about Neo's, and I liked it. I thought it was really pretty and it was bloody and your eye was drawn to it. But I also thought that in a way it was just a little too busy. Like there was so much going on with the frame and the dress and the like the makeup and then the like the what do you call that? Like the satanic star on her face and the knife. And it was just a little busy for me.
I agree with that. She was pretty. She wasn't period appropriate. I didn't really see anything that screamed 20s to me. Another one that was kind of underwhelming was Fantasia.
Yeah.
I understand the demonic Josephine Baker. I get that. I think that that's amazing. I think that the glam makeup was really fantastic with the Betty Boop eye. I thought it was beautiful. But it was still, and I don't know if it's because we did the performance after we did the floor show with the lip sync. I was really underwhelmed by the lip sync, by everyone, except for Orgotic. I think everybody else was just like, oh, you're mouthing the words. Good job. And that was one thing about Satana, was not only was her look not really that remarkable, she did not lip sync well.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing about lip syncing. Obviously I'm not a drag queen, but I've been to a lot of drag shows in my life. And the one thing that I love about the lip syncing is the over dramatic of it all, you know, that they're not just lip syncing it. Like when you're sitting at a red light and you want to sing, but you can't because your windows are down. And there's a car next to you. I'm talking about like actual lip syncing performance. I didn't see a lot of performance in the lip syncs. It was just a lot of like walking back and forth across the stage and mouthing the words. I liked that song though.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was definitely different than anything that we have gotten on the show before. And you're right. There were one or two that did a very good job. And the rest of them were just kind of like, meh, you know? And maybe that's what it is. It's like, you know, this is a kind of a style of music that they're really not used to performing to. And I that's the only thing that I can think of. But we talked about kind of our, you know, we've already talked about what we thought about the winner. The winner was JK. But let's talk about what Jarvis does with this key. So she puts Orgotic up for elimination. And
she had to do her monologue first.
She sure monologued the shit out of that.
She's so amazing and she's so interesting.
I was not happy. Not happy at all.
I actually was. As much as I loved Orgotic and like their look tonight, and as much as I'm growing to love Orgotic, I actually loved that Orgotic got put in the eliminate, because you knew they weren't going to get sent home, but it was just like, oh, they're seeing you as a competitor, and I like that.
That is true, and Orgotic seemed to really like this this elimination challenge.
There was a lot of pleasurable moaning. Did you catch that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, Orgotic. We all have our things. Girl, I don't judge.
Exactly.
I know what I like.
Yeah, we're not here to judge. I mean, Orgotic's kind
this
of a
is
freak.
A safe place, Orgotic.
That's fine. You do you. But
speaking of safe place, can we just interject one thing? I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, go ahead.
But I do just kind of want to like touch on just a little bit about Neo today. Because I know that there was like the JK drama that like Throb and her sunglasses had to like pull through. And by the way, Throb, you've got great looks, but can you please find a flattering fucking frame for your glasses? Because you look fucking ridiculous. You look like a fucking 12-year-old that got a pair of fake glasses from Claire's, put them on your face because you think you look cute. You don't look cute. You need something flattering. Take it from a professional. Anyway, Neo, when they kind of pulled Neo aside and Neo started telling her story, I got a little throat lump about that. That made me so sad. The idea that like anybody cannot feel comfortable being who they are, it makes me so sad. It's just like you don't feel safe. You don't feel okay. Like, I think I can speak for you, Booms. If there's anybody out there that doesn't feel comfortable about any part of themselves, and they just, here's your safe space. I don't think that you and I would ever judge anybody for anything.
Nope, not at all.
Except for being a dick on Dracula or putting too much vomit in your movies.
Man, I will never like, judge you for that.
No, if you need a family, you come right over here. We've got you. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have family either. I don't know. It makes me sad to see somebody else go through that. It's very lonely. You have your whole life ahead of you. Find a family. If you can't find one, come to the woods.
Jarvis won't be there though.
Yeah.
She's not invited.
Well, and we will, like, at the end of this, give out our socials. And you're absolutely right. Like, if you ever want to talk about anything, our inboxes are open, and we do not judge. So, yes, I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you brought that up, because for some reason, I totally forgot about that. But, yeah, when they shared their story and some of the things that they'd been through. And it was nice to see some of the other trans competitors come, you know, and surround them and stuff like that. It was a nice moment.
Fantasia's confessional about that was fantastic. Fantasia, I think you can tell, I don't know how much I love her so far as a competitor, but as a human, don't you want to just put your face between those boobs and take a nap? You know what I mean?
Those are some boobs.
She just seems, no, I mean, I just, I mean, like grandmotherly, just like, not that she looks like a grandmother, Fantasia. I did not say that. I'm just saying she looks nurturing and she looks comfortable, you know? She seems like a very warm and comforting presence.
And I'm glad that
with
we got
gigantic tits.
Exactly. But I'm glad we did get to see that side of her in this show, because that's the first time we have. And we've seen her kind of as a person, and we've seen her, you know, do her thing and her confidence and all that stuff. And this was the first time we got to see that softer side. So yeah, that was really nice. And it was, like I said, it was a very, very nice moment. As far as the elimination is concerned, we've already talked about it. So we have Orgotic, who was put there by fucking Jarvis. Then we have
Fucking Jarvis.
Satana, who, was one of my least favorites this week, and Anaphylactic as well. So all three of them are going to the elimination. And I didn't honestly, you're right. I didn't think Ergodic was going home, but I had no idea who was going home. But before we talk about that, or we just tell the listeners who ends up going home or discussing our thoughts on that. The one thing that stuck out about this, about the cauldron was, they had a little back and forth, a little, about a few different things. But I loved it when they were like, Orgotic, what did you think about Jarvis putting you in the bottom? And like, I mean, like a fucking creepy ghost. Like, Orgotic just appears out of the side of the screen, and she's like, Jarvis, I've got to kill you little fucker.
Yes,
Hilarious. I
that
was
was so
cracking up.
funny.
Is there anything else that you want to touch on from the cauldron or anything else before we get into this elimination?
Satana, girl, I am mad at you. You came in there with all of the bravado and all of the confidence and all of the arrogance, yet somehow remained charming. This is the third fucking challenge and you're giving up. I expected more out of you. I want to be the Tyra Banks gif right now. We were all rooting for you. Come on, Satana, you could have done so much better. You got too discouraged from the first elimination and you just didn't recover and you went the wrong direction. There are a lot of people in past seasons that were in the bottom two more than once that ended up in the top three. So, what are you doing? And you were my favorite. And now I'm glad you're gone. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I honestly thought that Satana was kind of or was gonna be maybe our Zavaleta of the season, where it's like in the elimination challenge the first week and then kind of like gets stronger as the season progresses, but it just didn't happen. We kind of hinted at it, and Gabby kind of hinted at it. It is Satana that goes home this week after all three of them were covered in cheese and rats.
After the rats. I love a rat.
Yeah, you were like, oh, this wouldn't be that bad.
Of all of the things, this would be my elimination challenge. I love rats. I think they're adorable. I like mice. I think they're cute. I like them. They're cute little furry little things. And like when it was, I think it was Anna was like, and then they're in my ear and they're making that sound that
Yeah.
I love that sound.
So you would be our ergodic when it comes to this
I
challenge.
would, I don't know. I don't love them like that.
Okay, well, maybe not that much,
Oh,
but it.
wait, one thing that I want to touch on just for a second as we're talking about the elimination.
Was it
They were.
the drink throw?
Oh, that was so good. And you know that JK was so fucking embarrassed, and that's why she didn't say shit about it. Because anybody else, including you and me. Imagine if somebody fucking poured a drink on your head. I would set a fucking block on fire. You're gonna pour a building on my fucking head. I'm tiny, but I'm mighty. Get the fuck out of here. I'll fucking kill you.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see next week if there's any consequences that come from that. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the next episode. I told you, like it's we watched this a day late, and I'm like, man, it feels like it's been so long since I've seen Dracula.
But what I was gonna say was, I thought they were really unfair about Anna's look this week.
Yeah, I thought she looked
Anna's
good.
look was unfucking believable. I get that, like, it's drag, so subtlety isn't the number one quality that they're looking for, but she told that fucking story, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Like the back where it had like the head exploded and stuff. That was really, really cool.
Beautiful.
Yes. I did too. I thought that was fantastic. But at least Anna's still here, and we are. I think both you and I are. Well, I've been on the kind of Anna train ever since that first episode, because it's life, and you just want to grab it by the horns and ride this motherfucker. Ever since then, I've been sold. But
I know, she's so cute. She just wants everything to be lovely.
yes, it's so yeah. She is. She's really. That's a good way to put it. She's cute. Yeah, exactly.
She's so cute. Yeah.
All right. Before we get out of here, anything else that you want to touch on?
I would like to change my opinion from the first episode for who I wanted to be the winner. Not just because the one that I wanted to win just got eliminated, but just because we're getting to know everybody a little bit more. I am now officially team everyone but JK and Jarvis. As long
Okay.
as neither of them win, I don't care. As long as I don't have to hear Jarvis give another monologue about how talented he is. A little behind the scenes for the listeners. This is something that we actually discussed before we started the season is maybe we should be a little less catty this year because we actually got Frankie Doom to come on the show. So maybe we could get other people to come on, but we should probably be a little nicer than we were last year. Sorry.
I don't think Jarvis is coming on.
I hope not.
All right.
I'll be sick that week.
Well, that is it for us tonight. And like we were talking about earlier, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so on any of our socials. We are on Twitter and Instagram at Woods Podcast One. You can email the show at podcastofthewoods1@gmail.com. Download the Slasher app and search for us there, Podcast in the Woods. And also on Facebook, same thing, Podcast in the Woods. Just search for us and you'll find us on there. Do have a Patreon, that is patreon.com/woodspodcast, if you'd like to donate to the show. And everything that you do give goes 100% right back into the show, because we want to make the best thing possible for you guys, because we appreciate y'all. And if you appreciate what we're doing, you can really help us out for free by giving us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really, really helps. And we thank you. Thank you for it. Well, Gabby, that is it for us tonight. So say good night.
Good night, Jarvis.
Until next time, Jarvis, we're going to kill you, you little fucker.